I'm not taking this.
Thank you for patiently holding. My name is Kenya, the fraud soup on the floor. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm just reporting a charge on my credit card that I did not authorize. I don't even know what this company is. I just got the phone number from my credit card, and then I got you. So.
Okay. Well, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address and your first and last name, please?
My name is Lisa Stewart. It's 1287 Hickory Street. Street, Aldina, Illinois, 61324.
Thank you. And let me see here. So I do see here it was back on March 7th. The shipping was paid. It was for $7.95 for a iPad. It was the chance to win an iPad in a raffle. And then you were charged the membership fee of $65.90. I'm sorry, that was $56.95. It was for the $125 gift card to that online store that's called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so basically, you never paid the shipping for that tablet?
No.
Okay.
I don't have a tablet.
Okay. Well, did you
whatever
receive
this...
an email or did a survey letting you know you have the chance to win a tablet?
No,
okay.
I don't do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I completely understand. So what I can do for you with this being fraud, we will contact your local authorities to provide them with the IP address on the account for them to verify the owner of the device that would have been used to place the order online. And then your local authorities will be able to locate the location of where that order took place. As of right now, I am going to go ahead and get this canceled and refunded for you. So that should be the account, no more than 3 to 5 days.
That's great. But I don't want local authorities involved. I don't know why you do that.
Right, but with it being fraud.
Anything with police, I'd rather stay away from.
Okay. So if you did not want to go the fraud route, what I can do as a courtesy is do a 50% refund for you out of this charge.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
How much?
Well,
15%?
No, ma'am, it was 50% out of that charge.
Uh-huh.
So that is, I can give you the exact amount. So that'll be $28.48.
Okay. No, it should be 100% because I didn't do this. So why is
right.
it getting cut to 50 if you don't
mm-hmm.
want the police to? I just don't.
Because
this is not a police action. It's a computer thing that I did not authorize. Do you know
right.
what I'm saying?
But what I'm explaining is if someone else has placed this order in your name, then that is a
right.
crime. So that is why
okay.
you would have to contact the local authorities.
What does that mean when you contact them? Do they come here?
Yeah.
What does
no,
that mean?
Ma'am. No, ma'am. So
okay.
they're basically going to track down where the initial order came from. So they'll be able to know the location where the initial order was made. So let's just say if
okay.
it was maybe a neighbor that did this or, you know, maybe just a random hacker. They'll know from the IP address.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay. And then, like, will this cost me any more money to take that type of action?
No, ma'am. Of course not.
Okay. Okay. Then I guess go ahead and do that. What I do know is I didn't authorize that, especially the $56 membership fee.
Right.
The only thing I did on this card, besides legitimate transactions that I made, which I paid off $195 on the 10th,
mm-hmm.
These two charges afterwards, the only thing I did on my card was I was looking at websites, and it was a dollar fee, $1 fee, to look at that website, okay? And I definitely authorized that. Out of that, I get this $55. I have another one for $39, not from your company. This is a different company.
Right.
I don't authorize that kind of stuff. I don't want to win a laptop, nothing like that. So, I mean, if I pushed a button inadvertently, possibly, but I definitely don't want these charges. Mm-hmm. I want them refunded. I do not authorize them. I authorized $1.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand you completely. So I did mm-hmm. go ahead and get that canceled and refunded for you. So that
Thank
should
you.
Be in the account no more than 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Was there anything else that I could do for you?
No, I hope I didn't come across like rude or demanding. It's just, it really irritates me when stuff like this happens that you really logically didn't authorize.
Right. And I completely understand. Yes, ma'am. I understand completely.
Okay. Okay, thank you. It's nice to have somebody on the other line who understands.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time, and I appreciate you doing that.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.